Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
We've got racing today, Warwick Farm, and our track manager Mark Jones joins me. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
How's the day been?
Yeah, quite wet, actually. We had showers all through this morning. Had a total of 56 mils in the last 24 hours, which gives us 66 in the last 2 days. So there's certainly been plenty of rain about.
Right. Yeah, it has been dropping now. The track will officially be rated today as a heavy...
Yeah, we're heavy 9 today with a penetrometer of 6.2.
All right, 6.2. What about the rail? Where will that be?
Yeah, the rail's in true. We raced 3 weeks ago and the rail's right out the 5 metre position. So, back into the true on a nice fresh pad of grass.
How's the grass going at the moment? With the weather warming a little bit?
Yeah, look, it's starting to move a little bit, but obviously it's been lacking that rain, which we've got now. The Kaikoura is just starting to move. There's still a lot of the rye grass, which we have in winter. But, anticipate after all this rain that, that Kaikoura will come alive and, really start to fire.
All right, terrific. So today, a heavy 9, but the rail true for racing at Warwick Farm.
Yes, that's correct.
Terrific. Good on you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Paul Joyce joins me. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak with you this morning. And I've got the radar here. There's still lots of showers around, but luckily there aren't that many around the Warwick Farm area. So, look, they'll get some sporadic rain throughout the afternoon, but it's a heavy 9. They've got a little bit of room to move, Sean. So unless they're really unlucky, they should get through the meeting.
All right. Terrific. And Andrew Giorgio from the Tab. Morning, Andrew.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Good morning, Joycey. Yeah, fair few scratchings today. It has knocked around quite a few of these races, but hasn't stopped punters from getting involved nice and early.
All right, now the first we put our one big boy, Roy, number 7, Lady Loves to Gamble, and 10 Sir Grill.
Yeah, promotions is at $2.30, and Tonte, $3.70, Dancing Gidget at 7, Gibreos, $41, Rock Amor, 12, Pelurian, $4.40, and Lucky Imperator is at $15. Well, promotions was very well supported prior to the scratchings. $3.30 it opened. Today it's $2.20 out to $2.30. Outside of it, there's been some specking for Pelurian at the $4.40 and even Rockamore, who's currently a $12 chance.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting race because we don't have any heavy track form for any of these gallopers. They're all very early on in their careers. Speed-wise, we can work that out. I think there's enough speed here with promotions on Tont. Rockamore will go forward. Lucky Imperator and Pelurian was close up last start. So, speed keep things moving. I've gone 3.284. I'm happy to gamble on Tont here. Son of Dundeal. You'd like to think he'd get through the heavy track. At least he's handled a soft track on debut. It was only a soft 5, though. Look, he started favourite there, $3.20, and that was on the back of some pretty solid trial form. There was a bit of a rap on him actually heading into that run. He was good. He got back in the field. He chased right to the line. You would have thought he'd appreciate a step up in trip, but in saying that, 1,400 on a really heavy track probably is the equivalent of jumping to a mile, as it turns out. And Gay and Adrian have thrown the blinkers on for the first time, so... In trying to work out why he can turn the tables on promotions who beat him home last start, I think we can definitely say race experience will help him. Promotions was into his fourth start, whereas Entente was on debut. The blinkers should make a massive difference to him focus-wise and even putting him into a better spot in the run. And then, of course, we've got the heavy track to try and weigh up, which is a bit of a variable we can't really get our head around. But I'm going to go with Entente just in front of the two promotions. He's had the 4 starts for 3 placings. He did beat home Entente at Kensington last start, but it was a totally different surface. And as I said, I think Entente definitely has the more improvement to come out of that run. James Cummings opting to put the winkers on for the first time with promotions. They're going straight to the blinkers. So a really interesting clash between those two gallopers again. We look at number 8, Pelurian. Now, she's got the form behind Just Thinkin', who came out and won the Dulcify on Saturday. She was only beaten 2 lengths at Warwick Farm and she was caught wide throughout and she was sent out favourite in that race. If she gets through the heavy track, I could certainly see her being right in the mix here. She's out of a mare called Yavanna, who from memory was a real good wet tracker. So keep her safe. And number 4, Dancing Gidget, she's only had 1 start at Newcastle on a good track. She rattled home. It was a real eye catch on the back of solid trials. Again, the query with her will be getting through the ground. But if she gets through it, she's certainly a winning chance as well. So my numbers in the first, guys, 3, 2, 8, and 4. But as I said at the outset, none of these have raced on a heavy track before.
All right, and Ray Hickson will join us about a little later on when we do the whip round, run through his tips then as well. Now, the second today, we put out 1 Capri Lane, number 2 Ferretti, 3 Gallant Run, 8 Akari, and 10 Regimental Band.
We've got Grand Piano as a $3.50 chance. Hulk is the $2.30 favourite. Innisbrook, $34. Zedric, $4.60. Giselle Ann, $6.50. Sky Diamonds is a $12 chance. Well, Grand Piano has been the most notable firmer this morning. Into $3.50 now, was $4.60, and you could have got as much as $12, but that was prior to the scratchings. Now, outside of that, there has been some specking for Sky Diamonds and Zedric, but really, Grand Piano, one of the better back runners this morning at the farm.
Yeah, I'm sure the deductions here massive with Ferretti and the Regimental Band coming out, and even Akari to a lesser extent. They were certainly right up the top end of the market. Speed-wise now, with the scratching, Zedric will go forward, I expect. Giselle Ann will be right up there. And Hulk probably takes the trail from Barrier 1. He's coming back slightly in distance. And it's only a small field, so you're not going to get a lot of pressure here. But in saying that, you won't have much traffic either for those that get back. I've gone 4, 5, 7, 9. I had Grand Piano fourth pick originally, but my top three were scratched. So he got promoted to top spot. And I'm pretty happy with that because my query with him was staying at 1,100. Both his starts, he's got back, he screamed home. And first up this prep was at the 1,100 here at the farm. So I assumed he'd get the 12 or 1,300 and the seam sticking 1,100. I was a bit surprised, but now we've got this really heavy track. It's going to be a testing 1,100 for those on-pace runners and it'll probably really suit this galloper, provided he gets through it. Same story as the first race. He's only ever trialled and raced on good tracks. He's by Lord Canaloa. Japanese sire, so I don't know what that tells us about getting through the heavy tracks. So, yeah, I'm taking him on trust here. The 4, number 5, Hulk. Well, he wasn't even in my top 4 originally. Now he's second pick. He's been a bit disappointing, I thought. 6 starts for 4 seconds. That's a really good record. But he's been hard in the market on a lot of occasions, and he's found one better. Last start, he did find Just Thinkin' better than him, and Just Thinkin' won the Dulcify. So you've got to respect him. Tongue tie on first time, comes back from 1,300 to 1,100, and he's never raced on a soft or heavy track. But anyway, he's my danger. Then we get to a couple of horses that could improve sharply. The 7, Zedric. He's a son of Snitzel. He's only had the 1 start. He ran second at Wyong, but then he had a break, and he trialled on a heavy 8 track at Canterbury, and he ran second behind Dawn Passage. So I think he'll run a really big race here first up. And number 9, Giselle Ann. She has raced on a soft and heavy track, but you'll see in the stats, unplaced. But go back to her Widden Stakes run. She ran fourth in the Group 3 Widden, beaten 3/4 of a length on a soft 7 behind Immersement, Rotator and Blazing Mist. So that's good soft track form. The only time she raced on a heavy, though, she did tail off in the Magic Knight Stakes behind Kiyomichi. So obviously that top-level Group 2 form when she struck those tracks. So again, we're guessing a bit here again, gentlemen. 4, 5, 7, and 9 for me in the second.
Okay, the third event, Takeout 5, Executive Chairman, 7 Kentucky Diva, number 8, he's imposing a 9 to loose.
Fairlight is a $9 chance. Breakdance at 4, Penshurst $4.60. Augusto is the $2.70 favourite. Keep Up $7.50, and Laguna Mountains is currently an $8 chance. Well, Breakdance has firmed up from about 9 a.m. $4.60 into $4. Fairlight did get out to as much as 10. It's back into $9 now. Between those two, they're responsible for most of the money we've taken this morning. But I'll be perfectly honest, boys, not a great deal of interest in the race after the scratchings.
Yeah, it makes it kind of hard to find where the value is going to come from in this race, Andrew, I think. And looking at the speed map, we've got Augusto probably goes forward in a race devoid of speed. Breakdance goes forward. Stablemate. They're certainly not going to cover each other up in a small field. And, you know, maybe a mid-race move from a horse like Penshurst or Keep Up, Fairlight maybe, not sure. So it's a bit of a tricky one. I've gone 4-1-3-2. I've got 4 on top of Gosto. He was originally my second pick. He won a very easy class one and maiden last start. There was no depth in the field. He was sent out a $1.20 favourite. And if you're on him, you're never in doubt. He was set up on the speed. He sort of took control at the top of the straight and just forged clear. He certainly didn't bury them by any stretch. So now he's had the five starts for two wins and a second, which is a good little record for a stayer on the up. Never raced on a soft or heavy track, and you're taking a short price. That's always a little query. Hard to line up his pedigree. He's by an Irish sire I hadn't heard much of in Nathaniel, so you can't really tell he's out of an Irish mare. So you don't know pedigree-wise what he'll do. So it's a bit of a risk there if you want to back him, but you've got to have him on top, I suppose. Number one, Fairlight. Well, he's first up at 2,200 on a heavy nine, so a lot of punters will just steer clear of that. But he had a trial over 1,200 metres on a heavy track at Gosford, so Chris Lees has got him as forward as you could possibly have a horse, first up at 2,200. And he has won on a soft track before. He's won on a heavy track before. So he could be the one that gives the favourite a bit of a fright if the favourite happened to struggle in the going. Number three, Penshurst. Well, he's won on a heavy track in France, and generally you could describe most heavy tracks in France as heavy tens. So it won't matter how bottomless this track is today. I think he'll get through it okay. And he's probably got fitness on his side on a couple of these. So if you like him, today could be the day to back Penshurst. And the two breakdowns, he's hard in the market. He was disappointing behind Tawilika last start. But he still ran fourth. And prior to that, he bolted in one of those weak Class 1 maidens that Augusto won last start. So he's thereabouts as well. So I'm going 4-1-3-2. I can understand why punters are sitting back here, Andrew. I don't think it'll be a massive turnover race, but some late betting moves might push us in one direction then.
Right onto the fourth now, put out 7, Caecilius, and number 8, Sausage.
Esteem Spirit at 19. Another snappy 34. Full Recognition, 420. Leningrad is an $8.50 chance. Casino Mondial at 10. Erno is $3.40. And Matty Rocks is our $2.40 favourite. Well, Joycey, Cozzy, I can tell you that there wasn't a great deal of interest in the race prior to the scratchings, and it really hasn't changed this morning. There is money for Erno. It's the most popular runner at this point. And outside of that, there has been some each-way money for Casino Mondial, but very little action to speak of at this point.
Yeah, it's a tricky map too, Andrew, because this horse, another snappy. He's had a stable change. He's now with Graham Brown at Warwick Farm, and he's got the blinkers going back on. And he's a horse that really can over-race badly. And when he does, he just rips along at a suicidal pace. So even though he's got some wet track form, and look, there's no reason he won't come back and win. He does it every now and again. He just keeps going, and he scores at massive odds. But he's a hard horse to bet on confidently. So it depends what he does as to the speed in the race. I've gone 6-9-3-1. Number 6, Erno. He's a galloper that would like just a nice even tempo so he can get up on speed and pinch a break turning for home. He's stepping up from the 12.50 last start where he had no luck. He got boxed away approaching the turn, shuffled back, and then late in the straight started to pick them off again, which suggested that the extra trip would really suit him. He's 1-from-1 on heavy, which is a big kick. And overall, he's been in the Quinella at 4 of his 5 starts. So if you can overlook and forgive his unlucky 5th last Wednesday on the quick backup, I think he's a pretty safe way to play this race. Race 4, number 6, Erno. In saying that, number 9, Matty Rocks has the best form in the race for sure. She ran 6th behind Yayo Dash in a Saturday benchmark 72 at Randwick last start. And it was the equivalent of a listed race going through the horses that were in that field. So now she basically comes back in grade, in my opinion, to a midweek benchmark 72. But she's never raced on a heavy track. That was a soft 5 the other day. So it's really hard to get a guide on whether she'll get through it. She's a fast net rock filly. They're about a 50-50. They either do or they don't. So that's the risk you're taking with her at $2.40. I think the map's good for her. She'll sit back off hot speed, which she'll really suit. So that's the only risk, I think, is the heavy track with her. Number 3, Full Recognition, has raced on soft going before. He's been placed behind Classique Legend on a soft 6 at Kensington going back 5 starts. Never raced on heavy. His first up win was rock solid, beating Erno and beating him fair and square, albeit by a nose. So I think Full Recognition, another one, if he handles it, can win. And the one, Esteemed Spirit, well, here's a horse that will handle it. He's had 2 goes on heavy for a strong win and a good third. The only query is he hasn't raced for about 9 months. So you're copping a horse first up on a really heavy track over 1,400 with a big weight. So again, a lot of punters will just steer clear. But I think the fact that he's such a good mudlark brings him in with at least a place chance for me at odds. So I'm going to go 6, 9, 3, and 1 in the fourth.
Right, now we go to race 5, take out the 2, JJ Dar, number 4, Leave Me Astray, 7, Sausage, 8, Matty Rocks, and number 12, All Sassitude.
Mystery Double is at 21, Kida at 11, Nangami 17, Sangeeta at $19, Exotic Ruby $5.50, Got Your 6 at 4, Hilo Bet at 10, Miss Einstein at $4.60, Tapario 21, Avon River, $7.50. And the one right down the bottom there, Iskander, you can have $12 about its chances. Well, we have seen a very good mover this morning in the shape of Miss Einstein. Now, you see the $4.60 quote at the moment, but you could have secured as much as $10 earlier this morning, and that was after the scratchings as well. So, real good push for Miss Einstein. It's the most popular runner at this point, in front of Hilo Bet, who's had some real good each-way money come for it in the last hour. Outside of that, Kida also having good money at the each-way odds. But Miss Einstein, $10 into 7, now $4.60.
That's a big betting move, and it's from a stable that's in red-hot form, the Bjorn Baker Yard. So I don't have her in my top four, but I'll be respecting that betting move for sure. Speed-wise in this race, over 1,300 metres, I think the pace will come from Got Your 6. She likes to lead. Exotic Ruby handy. Sangeeta not far away. And Tapario probably in the first four. And that's about it for your speed. From what we've seen of this plunge horse, Miss Einstein, she tends to get well back. So that's where I've got her mapped. My numbers here, 16, 3, 10 and 11. I'm going with a bit of value. Number 16, Iskander at the $12. I think she can settle fairly close to them, probably 4th, 5th, 6th. And her only run on a heavy track was on debut. She ran a very competitive 4th here at Warwick Farm behind Way Up in the Sky. Way Up in the Sky will ring a bell for plenty of punters because she won the listed race at Flemington on Saturday. So she's only lightly raced but doing good things. So that little form reference has really held up through time. And the only time Iskander struck a soft track, she won her maiden at Gosford and won it well in a reasonably strong form race. Her last run on the Kenzo track was real eye-catcher. She rocketed home behind Standout over 1,100. So the jump to 1,300 looks a logical step. And off the soft gate with no weight, I think she's a wet tracker. I think she's a really good each-way bet at $12. Number 16, Iskander. To beat the 3, Kadar, who's now won 4 of her 8 career starts. She's won her only try on soft. She's never been on a heavy track, but looking at her pedigree, you'd like to back her to get through it. 3 kilos off of Louise Day, who rode this horse last start when she knocked over the odds on favourite Got Your 6 and was really dominant in doing so. So I've got her a clear second. Number 10 goes in for third, Got Your 6. She was the horse that was rolled first up as an odds on favourite at Newcastle. Tongue Tie goes on. Daughter of Snitzel, she's been placed on a soft track before, and that was a second behind Classique Legend on a soft 6 on the Kenzo track. Now, if you've got your 6 fan, just have a listen to these 3 horses that beat her last prep. She ran second to Trope in a maiden. She then ran second to Classique Legend in a maiden. And then to top it off, she ran second to Physica in a maiden at Warwick Farm. So, boy, she was stiff to bump into those 3 horses in their maidens. But that's racing, and she's never missed a top 3 finish, and she'll give you a great sight today. And the 11 Hilo Bet, I've got her pegged as a real heavy track specialist, and obviously the conditions will suit her today. So I'm tipping 16, 3, 10 and 11 in race 5.
On to race 6, take out 2 Master of Wine, number 7 California Firebird, 9 Bart, 11 Charlie Royale, 13 Tricky Gal, and that's it.
$9.50 for Falcon Island, Devil's Lair at 18, Happy 70, 41, Judge Judy, $7.50, Duchess of Lennox is our $2.20 favourite, Al Mahiri at 8, Maid of Ore, 10, He's a Given is a $5 chance, The Promise 21, and the rank outsider here is By Design, and you can have 100 to 1 about its chances. Well, no surprise, Joycey, to see that He's a Given is the most popular runner today in terms of money held. A noted wet tracker, $5 at the moment, $5.50 this morning, $9.50 prior to the scratchings. Duchess of Lennox has gone out. It was $1.95 this morning, out to $2.20. It's still the most popular runner in terms of overall hold. And Judge Judy's the other one that has trimmed up today. $11, into that $7.50 quote, which is currently available.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense that he's a given. He's copping the money at the moment, because I think even people that back Duchess of Lennox, they'll probably be saving on he's a given because he is the proven wet tracker. There's good speed in this race. Falcon Island, Judge Judy, they'll go forward. Happy 70 will be thereabouts with Almahiri. And you've even got a horse like Made of Ore who probably just has to roll forward from out there. And that puts genuine speed into the mile contest. I've gone 6, 12, 10 and 5. I'm a big fan of this horse, Duchess of Lennox. She progressed to a Group 1 race last prep on the back of a couple of very good wins and some strong placings. She resumed from a spell. She was a good thing beaten, in inverted commas, behind Mapmaker. She finished fourth, beaten a length and a half, and she was climbing over hills the final 150. If she'd got a clear crack at them, she probably would have won the race, so I will list her as a good thing beaten. She certainly would have been right in the finish. She's won on soft tracks, never raced on heavy. She's a grey, and her pedigree would say yes. She will handle it, and she'll probably relish it. If she does, she'll win. She's just got class on these. But you've always got that little niggle. Until they get on a real heavy track, you just don't know. Whereas when you look at the 12 he's a given, you do know, because he loves it. He's had 8 starts on heavy tracks for 4 wins and 3 placings. He's only won 2 from 40 on good tracks. Yet he's been racing well on good tracks lately. So it just goes to show he's obviously in a good space at the moment. He's fit. He's holding his form. He's down in the weights. So, yeah, I think he's either a saver, or you could just bet him each way and go around Duchess of Lennox if you want to play it that way. Number 10, Made of Ore. I think she's good value if you want to play some Quinellas or trifectas here. Very tough win at Wagga last start on a good track. She's been proven on soft, yet to race on the heavy, but I'd like to think she'll handle it the way she's handled those soft tracks. And number 5, Judge Judy. She's been very good on soft tracks. Her only run on a heavy track was last start, and she was only a length and a half off Zaraya and Tricky Gal at Wyong. And she just ran out of puff late there. So I think in a more slowly run race, maybe she can hang on and fill a place. I'm going 6, 12, 10 and 5 in race 6.
All right, race 7, take out number 1, Don't Leave Me Out. 3, Bring a Secret. 4, Bare Naked Lady. Number 8, Cardiff. 10, You Know Best. 11, Bentley Magic. 12, Human Nature. And 16, Steel Diamond.
Yeah, $7 available for Up Trumps. Vassetto is at $4.40. Columbina at 5. He's Super Lucky, 12. Emperor Harada, $8.50. Deference is the $2.70 favourite. Dumbrody Power, $7.50. And Johnny Ruboy at $26. A very open race to finish things off here, guys. Columbina, notable firmer today, $9 into 5. Outside of that, some money for Emperor Harada. And even Johnny Ruboy at the big odds, currently $26. But Columbina, the most notable mover in this race.
Yeah, a bit of speed in the last over the 1,100. Deference will go forward. Bassetto likes to lead. Emperor Harada will probably work across from the gate. And Up Trumps somewhere up there, keeping them all honest. I've gone 6-2, 14-9. I'm pretty keen on the 6 here, Columbina. No surprise punters have taken the 9, and she's now into $5. She's only been on a heavy track once. It was here at Warwick Farm, and she really swam through the going. She look at her overall stats. She's had 10 starts on good tracks, never won a race. Put her on a soft and heavy, she's won 2 from 3. The first up run this prep was on a good track. She charged home behind Royal Witness over 1,000 metres. So I think second up, a heavy 1,100. It looks perfect for her today. And, yeah, she was big overs at $9, and she's still overs, I think, at $5. Number 2 up, Trump. He's just a good competitive midweek performer. He won last start here on a good track. He's been very good on soft, not so good on heavy. Probably the little niggle with him, but he's going particularly well. 14, Dumbrody Power. She's never raced on a heavy track. She's been very good on the soft, and she'll appreciate the fast speed up front. Whilst number 9, Emperor Harada, he was worth specking at the bigger odds because he's an absolute mudlark. Going through his stats, all his form is when he gets onto soft and heavy tracks, and that's what he gets today. So I've gone 6, 2, 14 and 9 in the last.
All right, now what's been best back there, Andrew?
Well, Akozzi, I think we have to definitely respect that move for Miss Einstein, race 5, number 13. As I said earlier, $10 into 7 and now into $4.60. So that's definitely the best mover that we've seen on the card. Outside of that, look, I think Grand Piano in race 2, currently a $3.50 chance after the boys bet $4.60 at around about 9 a.m.
All right, terrific. We'll talk to you through the day, Andrew.
Cheers, Cozzy. See you, Paul.
See you, Andrew.
And Paul, we're looking for the muddies today. What have you found?
Yeah, we certainly are looking for the muddies, Sean. And I found, look, I thought race six, number six, Duchess of Lennox was the best bet of the day. Obviously, the little risk is going to be the heavy track. So from what we've seen on soft, you think she's an absolute swimmer. But as I said, you're never quite sure. So the $2.20 is probably about right. Race six, number six, Duchess of Lennox. And the best value is still $12 available. I think race five, number 16, Iskander. I'm convinced she'll handle it because she's been on it and done it before. And I think she'll get a lovely run with a lightweight. So I think she's good overs at the $12. That's race five, number six, Iskander.
All right, good on you, Paul. Have a top day and good luck.
I'll be staying dry and warm, Sean, and punting from home.